No one missed the slip. But that in and of itself didn't necessarily ring warning bells for Luke. Even if Vistara had truly had a change of heart, which he didn't for a moment believe, old habits died hard. They were her people, and had been all her life. It would be a long time before she thought of them in any other way.
Look,
Ben said, glancing from his father to Vistara, the Dajaric game completely forgotten.
We're getting off track here. The Sith we're all agreed we want to find are the members of the former strike team. I know you want that too, Vess. We also need to find Abeloth.
She nodded. Anger still radiated off her in the Force, although anyone with eyes could see it easily in her body language. Luke supposed he'd feel the same.
I'd tell you if I knew anything that would help you find Abeloth or the strike team, she said. I think you know that. But I was never included in their grander plans, and it's been far too long since they even trusted me with the minor information. I've told you all I know.
And she had. Luke could sense her honesty. In this, at least. I believe you've told me what you know, he said, equally as honest. But now it's time for you to tell me what you think. Give us your best guess. You know these people in a way we don't. If you have any theory, any idea about where they might go, or what their next step might be, I would ask you to tell us. Any starting point would be welcome. Vistara seemed mollified, and her body posture eased slightly.
Well,
she said slowly, glancing at Ben.
If we don't know where they were planning on going now, which I don't, we might want to think about where the Sith have been in the past. The Lost Tribe cherishes its own history and hungers to learn more about other Sith, and they would want to learn all they can.
Ben was nodding.
That makes sense for the Sith, but what about Abeloth? I get the feeling she's going to go for the greatest source of either power or beings she can take advantage of.
Luke and Jaina nodded. Luke frowned for a moment, as a thought occurred to him. Vistara, do you think they would travel together? She opened her mouth to object, then closed it for a moment, looking pensive.
The original plan was to capture and enslave her.
That's why they initially joined with you.
I don't know. If they think it would be a good decision, then yes, I suppose they might do so.
It was not a pleasant thought. Abeloth and the Sith working together? But the more Luke sat with it, the more right it felt. If they're traveling together, it would be Abeloth who would dictate the direction. And we don't know enough about her yet to hazard a guess where she might go.
So we're right back where we started,
Ben said glumly. Vistara had just lost her Kintan Strider, one of the most powerful pieces in the game. He moved quickly to take advantage of an opening, only to have Vistara, the novice, find an opening herself to take Ben's own Kintan Strider and two other pieces.
Ship!
It was the hologram of Jaina that had spoken the single galvanizing word. All eyes turned toward her.
What about ship? Luke asked.